forum for frank talk about what people do for a living. Works do.
Hello and welcome to Works Do. It's March 18th, 2012, and this is episode number 33. I'm Kate Gase Walton. I'm the editor of Works Do, an online collection of essays and interviews in which people ponder their work lives. In this episode, I talk to professional lice remover Lisa Weisberg. When I heard about Lisa's business, a service in the suburbs of Chicago called Nitpickers, I was immediately gripped, both by the realization that I had come across yet another job that I had never thought about, and by the thought, what's it like to do that all day? Lisa's contentment with her work proves to me, possibly in a way that nothing else ever has, that happiness on the job, as in life, is largely a function of attitude. Here's the interview. Okay, so I'm talking today to Lisa Weisberg of Nitpickers. And Lisa, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
So let's just dive right into Nitpickers. What is it? What do you do for a living?
Nitpickers is a lice removal salon. And that's all we do there. That is the only kind of salon it is. We just strictly remove lice quickly and safely from people's hair.
So I don't think I've ever met a child who said, you know, when I grow up, I'm going to own and manage a lice salon. So I would love to know how you got into that business.
Yes, I get that question all the time. Actually, what happened was I was a stay-at-home mom for a few years. And my youngest, I have three children, and my youngest had started kindergarten. And I said, okay, it's time to get back to work. And I kind of felt like I wanted something flexible. I wanted something where, you know, if I needed to take off a day or if I needed to start late or come in late or whatever, or leave early for something for the kids, that it would work. And so I was looking, you know, kind of researching. And then all of a sudden, one day, my youngest daughter came home with lice. And my children and myself have a ton of hair. And it turns out that they had had it for so long without me knowing that we were completely infested. I had it, the children had it, my husband had a little bit, not as much as we all did. And it had gone unrecognized by a school nurse who had checked them, a pediatrician who had checked them and missed it. So it was just amazing to me that we could have all this in our hair and nobody even knew it, including me. I had no idea what to look for. So finally, when we realized what it was the most overwhelming experience. It took over my whole world between the laundry and the not knowing what to do. I was looking on the computer, and you go to five different websites and you get five different opinions. So I was trying everything. I was trying the pesticide shampoos that were not working. I was trying the little plastic comb that comes with some of those shampoos. Nothing was working. And it, not only us, but other people needed a place to turn to, you know, in the suburbs, especially with all the kids, to help them. And so we did some research, and I got some training, and we opened up.
So one thing that amazes me is after the ordeal that your family went through, which just sounds awful, exhausting, expensive, you know, I would just imagine that the one thing you would be completely sick of dealing with is lice, and yet you chose to go into the business. You know, how do you think of your work? Do you actively enjoy your work? Is it fun?
I love it. And all of us who work there, it's so funny when people come in, you know, they're all tense, they're all nervous, they don't know what to expect. You know, we always say by the time they leave, they're like a different person. They're smiling, they're relaxed, they get it. They feel like they've got some place to turn. And the juicier the case, the better for us. We fight over the ones that we know are going to be like tons of bugs. It's such an awesome feeling to be pulling out those live bugs and the nits And it's fascinating. I know it sounds, a lot of people think it's crazy, like, how could you even do this? We love it.
Well, this is, and I recognize that this is not a very sophisticated question, but I just have to ask it. Isn't it gross?
You know what? I think maybe like the first, when we first had it in my family and I was doing it, yes, I thought, oh my God, I cannot believe this could even happen. This is gross. The more I got into doing it, and the satisfaction out of getting the bugs out and getting the nits out, and then seeing somebody come back in again for a recheck, and it being so completely different, going from hundreds of bugs crawling around your hair to maybe having a handful of nits, it's an amazing feeling. And the people who come in are fabulous people. We've got the nicest clients. You know, most of the people are kids and they're adorable and they're just kind of done and out of their head. And it's a wonderful feeling when they walk out and they're completely different. So no, it's not gross to me.
And am I right that Knit Pickers is a franchise? Is that correct?
Well, we are the only one at this time, but in the future, it is something that we would definitely consider.
Interesting. So what do you think the qualities are that a potential franchisee would have to have? What would you need to be successful at this kind of work?
I think one of the first things is to be extremely compassionate towards your customers. People are coming in a really bad state. They're like you said, they're grossed out, they're confused, they're freaked out, they're, you know, maybe have been told a million different things and don't know what to do. So you've got to have that kind of like, almost like a psychiatrist sort of therapist approach to them. You've got to definitely be a perfectionist. You know, you want, because you want to make sure that it's important to you to get every single thing out of somebody's hair. You have to kind of treat it like you would treat it if it were your own. And then, I guess, you know, patience. You've got to have a lot of patience for this because it takes some time.
Well, finally, just because I'm sure everyone listening is going to start to feel itchy just hearing you talk,
yeah,
how would any of us know if we had lice for real? Do you just have to spot them, or is there some other indication that they're around?
It's hard. It's tough, and especially with someone who has a lot of hair. Obviously, one of the first signs would be the itching. Unfortunately, not everyone who has lice itches. I would say the majority of people do, but not every itch means you have lice. So one of the first things I would check for is look on the hair. It looks like on the hair, especially someone with dark hair, it almost looks like a little flat, white, off-white color. Now, the interesting part is if you pull that off of the hair strand, you've got to kind of use your nails because it's kind of glued on there if it is a knit. And you've got to pull it off. If you look at it on your finger or on a white towel or any kind of light surface, you'll see that it's brown. So something that comes off and stays that white flaky thing is not a knit. Knits off the hair are not white, they're dark. So that's one thing you can look for.
Mm-hmm.
Then the bugs are kind of like you can't mistake a bug. It really truly does look like a bug. Some are bigger than others, but they are dark bugs and they move really fast in the hair. So if you think you see a bug, you probably do.
Okay, well, I am going to have a link to your site in the show notes. And, you know, as a mother of small children, I'm actually delighted to discover that such a business exists. I hope I never have to use you, but I'm glad to know you're around.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. And thanks again for taking the time to talk. It was a pleasure.
A pleasure is mine. Thank you so much.
That wraps up the interview for today. Thanks again very much to my guest, Lisa Weisberg. Thanks also to everyone who's contributed an essay to Work Stew. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening today. The next episode will be released in 2 weeks, and I hope you'll check it out. In the meantime, please let me know what you thought of the interview by sending an email to kate@workstew.com, by posting a comment on the Work Stew website, or by writing a review for iTunes. Thanks again, and bye for now.